For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News.
I am Bruce Merkin, and I am Director of Communications at the Marijuana Policy Project.
Well, Bruce, it looks like the drug czar and his staff have been at it again. You guys are filing a couple of lawsuits?
Well, what they are technically is administrative complaints at this point in three states and all places where either John Walters or one of his deputies, Scott Burns, came and campaigned against them, Oregon, Montana, and Alaska. And in every case, the drug czar and his staff swooped into the state with their usual entourage, made a number of campaign appearances and statements campaigning against the initiatives, all of which were reported in the local press as campaign stops designed to bring up opposition to the measures. And as is his habit, they never filed any campaign finance reports that all of these state laws require. Very basic principle: if you campaign for or against a ballot initiative, the people of the state, whatever state it is, have a right to know who's spending money to try and persuade them to vote one way or another. And as usual, John Walters did not do that. So we've now filed complaints with the relevant election authorities in Oregon, Montana, and Alaska, charging that he's failed to meet the law and asking them to take the appropriate action.
Poppygate, bizarre news about the U.S. policy on controlling heroin, featuring Glenn Greenway.
U.S.-occupied Afghanistan is by far the world's largest producer of opium and its derivative, heroin. Yet again, this year, the Bush administration has said no to the aerial eradication of Afghanistan's opium poppies. Republican Congressman Mark Souter said last week that without spraying, the president's plan is, quote, bogus, end quote. Congress is now divided over the purchase of helicopters for Afghan anti-narcotics forces. The Pentagon continues to refuse the Afghan opium challenge. Resources for anti-drug programs are currently 24th on the list of the Pentagon's 24 priorities. Last week, Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice requested $2.2 billion in supplemental aid for Afghanistan, including $500,000 for anti-narcotics efforts, a tiny fraction of one penny on the dollar to fund the Afghan drug war. Finally, conservative American radio personality Rush Limbaugh is about to leave for a tour of Afghanistan. The Afghanis would be wise to hold on to their stashes tightly until his stateside return. This is Glenn Greenway reporting for the Drug Truth Network.